Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. This week we got trailers galore and we're entering the Pooh universe. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Thank you. That's what I was expecting. But first, I'm your host, Joseph Lessel. I'm along here with Ricky Marcelli.
I thought we already did the Pooh universe and we just had like an in-depth documentary of all the corn that keeps getting through Keith's, body.
No, that was just like a short doc that got put on YouTube and now it got bought up. So it's going to be more of a, franchise movie theater experience. Speaking of the Pooh man, that is one Keith Sweatland.
That's pretty good. You caught me off guard with the poop. Hey, I'm just out here pooping.
Hey, this guy over here pooping.
I eat food and digest it and it comes out of me sometimes. Isn't that wild?
Hey, Pooh man.
Hey, before we get into media, I have and poop. It's kind of related to poop. I have a Joe doing a Family Guy Peter on the news story bit or something. Like, something ground my gears today.
What
was Peter. Peter's the guy who's grinding his gears.
No, but it's when I say it. I say it all the time. Okay.
Your gears? Went to the store after work, which also that's a small grind gear thing. It's a habit of mine where I'm terrible at grocery shopping, so I just go to the grocery store like 3 or 4 times a week.
Jesus Christ, man, get your life together.
Yeah, oh no, I know it's kind of it makes me feel like I'm at like a Italian like street market where I just like buy my food for that meal every day.
Do you dream that you're the girl that just walks around the street market and like you pick up one apple thinking that can last you the whole week?
You know the famous photograph of the Italian kid that looks kind of drunk with the basket on his bicycle with the wine in it?
Sure. Okay. I probably saw that in Olive Garden, but go on.
I know. Yeah, it's whatever. It's like Target art.
Okay.
That's how I imagine myself.
And do you feel like this while at an Albertsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, bought some. I was gonna make some like carne asada style tacos tonight. So I went to the Albertsons and bought some steak. Brought it home. Cut that package open. Stinky rotten.
Well, you should have taken it back.
I did. So it was, and then I was defeated and very, very grumpy at this point because I was like, oh, I'd already gotten into my like comfy clothes after work.
How dare they?
So I mean, it's not like they did it intentionally to fuck something.
No, I'm not mad at the workers or the store.
You're just mad in general.
Yeah,
just
mad at
in
the
life.
Situation.
That dead cow.
Yeah, so anyways, I went and got McDonald's and it was fine.
Oh, hell yeah.
Imagine though if you were one of those people that just like lived super far away when you made that type of discovery.
My drive was 120 seconds, I think. Or like
that's why I'm always like, I could never live far out. Like, what if like I was gonna make dinner and I just suddenly realized I needed something?
Yeah, or if I just get a sudden craving for like Ben and Jerry's.
Because
opposite of grinds my gears. Sorry, Albertsons. I got really excited about it. They brought my flavor back in Ben and Jerry's. They brought tiramisu. It's back. The tiramisu flavor. It's the best one.
All I'm going to say, though, is you should shop at a better grocery store that isn't so expensive.
It's so close.
I understand that. And I had fallen into the same problem for a couple years. But I'm also realizing just how fucking expensive they are as a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. And their meat
also
sucks.
Their whole, like, monopoly attempt that they're trying to pull off by combining with Kroger and whatnot.
It's not going well. Anyways, yep, gears ground, but I'm fine now.
All right, I'm glad.
don't worry about me.
Don't worry about good old Gil over there.
Keith, all we ever do is worry about you because you give us things to worry about.
You guys want to talk about poo?
Not really. I really don't care about these stupid fucking slasher movies they keep making of Disney characters that go into the free marketplace.
Well, we're going to talk about poo.
Is it good content if I say I don't care?
It'd be better content. So we're going into the Winnie the Pooh universe as
is this the one, is this that like sort of meme-ish like horror poo that we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're okay. Making a sequel, Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, which comes out next week.
Who is fronting the bill on these? I'm pretty sure the first one didn't make any money. Who decided there should be a second one?
Was it Amazon or Netflix?
No, this is like complete like third
this
party.
Is,
no name.
Fathom Events is doing this.
Yeah. Oh, I've watched their movies. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, and then they decide that what they're going to do is make the Pooh-verse, Pooh-universe, as it's going to be Bambi the Reckoning, Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, and Pinocchio Unstrung, leading all to where is it? What we're calling? Oh, the Pooh Universe Monsters Assemble.
I feel like this is just being made, and it's going to end up being for like fucking right wing nut jobs to stick it to Disney.
Yeah, I don't know. They're behind the curve on the Pinocchio. Because the video game Lies of P was very popular, did really well, and it like was extremely effective at figuring out what's scary about Pinocchio and like cranking it up to 11 and making it fun and interesting and have a cool story.
Well, I mean, that's another thing about all this. They're not clever in what they're doing. Like, it wasn't well regarded. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they, like, sure, they had no budget, but they were like made a clever thing. They're all like, no, this fucking sucks, and no one liked it. So, like, well, I just don't understand like what they're doing.
I imagine it got clicks because it's funny.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, well, that's kind of funny, but I have no interest in seeing Winnie the Pooh. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're doing a Avengers Assembled situation with these type ones. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll bet it's one of those situations where like it's like when Netflix doesn't really give away their numbers. Like,
well,
I don't know.
It
I'm feeling a bunch of people like put it on and like ignored it and walked away, and that counts as a view.
it did get like $5 million in the box.
No, this was an actual theatrical release, Sweatland. Yeah. This wasn't a straight to streaming thing.
It's a pretty soft release though.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Because it wasn't theaters, wasn't it?
Budget was $100,000 and they got 5.2.
I guess that makes sense for why they're making more. Because, I mean, if you're going to get that type of return, you might as well keep doing it.
I'm surprised, Keith, you didn't watch it.
No, I love horror movies.
Yeah, being the horror guy.
I like good horror movies.
Yeah, I was about to say, as much as I like to bust Keith's balls, he likes good things.
But, no, I mean, and I do like the bad horror movies, but not like that style. No. There's within horror, there's like varieties of bad, and that's not the style of bad I'm into.
Wait, so there's an actual line of meme you won't cross?
No, it's a swerve rather than a dip. No, it's like
it did win worst picture at the Razzies.
Didn't it clear like a bunch of fucking shit at the Razzies?
Worst. You want to know, Keith?
I don't know the Razzies this year.
Okay,
when did it happen?
I think it does it like the week before.
It's always like right around the Oscars. Yeah.
This is exciting.
All right, so here we go. Let's do worst screenplay. It went to Winnie the Pooh. Other movies that were nominated for that was The Exorcist Believer, Expendables 4, Indiana Jones and the Destiny, and Shazam Fury of the
Oscar
Gods.
Nominated Indiana Jones.
Oscar. Worst screen combo was Pooh and Piglet. In second place, it was any two mercenaries from Expendables 4. Any two money grubbling investors who donated to the $400 million remake of The Exorcist.
Stuck. That movie sucked. That should have gone on my worst of the year. I don't know if we did that, but it was on there.
Ana de Armas and Chris Evans from Ghosted.
Whoa, I like that movie.
Selma Hayek and Channing Tatum from Magic Mike's Last Dance. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1.
What's that remaking?
Rip-off. It's all three.
Oh,
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, The Exorcist Believer, Expendables 4, and Indiana Jones, sorry, Oscar-nominated
Indiana Jones
and The Dial of Destiny.
Nice.
Worst Supporting Actor went to Sylvester Stallone for Expendables 4. Also including Michael Douglas from Ant-Man and the Wasp, Mel Gibson for Confidential Informant, Bill Murray from Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Franco Nero from The Pope's Exorcist. Worst Supporting Actress went to Megan Fox for Expendables 4. Kim Cattrall about My Father, Bai Ling about Johnny and Clyde, Lucy Liu and Shazam, Fear of the Gods, and Mary Stuart Masterson in Five Nights at Freddy. Worst actor.
Ooh, man, Lucy Liu did suck.
Yeah, she did. Worst actor went to John Voight for Mercy. Russell Crowe, The Pope's Exorcist.
Hey, he was good in that.
Vin Diesel in Fast X. Chris Evans in Ghosted. And Jason Statham in Meg 2.
Nice.
Worst actress went to Megan Fox for Johnny and Clyde. Ana de Armas in Ghosted, Selma Hayek in Magic Mike, Jennifer Lopez in The Mother, and Helen Mirren in Shazam, Fury of Gods. Worst director is Winnie the Pooh, Reese Freck, Waterfield, David Gordon Green from The Exorcist Believer,
Steven Spielberg,
Ant-Man, Scott Waugh for Expendables 4, and Ben Wheatley for Meg 2. Worst picture was Winnie the Pooh, also nominated was The Exorcist Believer, Expendables 4, Meg 2, and Shazam, Fury of Gods. Sorry, Keith. No Steven Spielberg for Worst Director.
I would love to see Steven Spielberg get Worst Director. That'd be so funny.
I appreciate when the actors actually like mm-hmm. believe in their own stuff, so they actually go. I think Halle Berry and Sandra Bullock both went to the...
Sandra Bullock was the famous one.
Yeah.
No, Halle Berry is a famous one too. Halle Berry went and got Catwoman.
Oh, for Catwoman,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you got to know, like, if you're in like production and entertainment and art, like, you got to know it. You just make bad stuff sometimes.
Well, that's like. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, especially when you're in the position that you know your career is not going to be under threat for something like that.
Yeah.
Like Sandra Bullock and Halle Berry are pretty made ladies. They can kind of do what they want to do. So taking a jab at themselves is A-okay.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, Sydney Sweeney's been coming out lately, just basically talking about how, like, yeah, the movie sucks. I'm an actress. I just, you know, you made me get paid for that.
She's like, it's a fucking job. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's like, it's a job.
Check cleared either way.
Exactly. So, which, by the way, you can watch Madam Web on digital now.
I'm not spending money on that movie.
Do it.
My digital box set.
Yeah, you got to include it with Morbius. You got to buy all the digital of the Sony verse of the Marvel movies. Speaking of the Sony verse and the Marvel movies, so there's rumors that Aaron Taylor Johnson, upcoming Kraven, and Flash. Quicksilver from Age of Ultron, maybe the next Bond.
I wonder how, because we've heard a couple of these over the years. I wonder if this one has anything to it.
At first, it was like, yes, the day I put this in the notes of like what we would talk about, it was like he's been signed, but then all of a sudden, like Variety's come out and said he has not been signed.
Oh, but... so they're fucking pussies for backing off of either doing Idris Elba or doing the lady from the last Bond film. They're like, as soon as they suggested a black man and then potentially a black woman, fucking just incels freaked out about that, and they backed down from that so quickly. Like, Bond can't be black. Who the fuck cares what color Bond is? Like, it's Jesus Christ.
I hope they switch tone from the... I got so tired of the Daniel Craig tone of the Bond movies.
I stopped watching it like after the second one. It was taking itself too seriously for what Bond is supposed to be.
Yeah, James Bond's like funny. But it's...
I wouldn't say funny, but it's at least campy.
Yeah. And then They make us. Do you guys know what happens at the end?
I know.
Okay.
I don't,
make a certain
but I
decision,
don't care
which is
enough.
absurd.
Go on, Keith.
But yeah, it's just they. My problem, the James Bond problem was they started to like have a Bondiverse, so you had to like know the plot of the previous movie, which was never, ever, ever the case.
Yeah, it's true. Bond movies are always standalone.
Yeah.
And so they like, ugh, yeah, it was so dumb.
Because isn't all three Craig movies like all related in some fashion?
There's more than three of them.
Yeah, I was about to say it's four or five,
four.
Isn't it?
Four?
Royale,
I think there's at least four.
Royale, Quantum, the Rain one, whatever. Yeah.
There's five. Five installments.
But yeah, they're all like loosely connected, which is silly.
Because, yeah,
I mean, I don't have a problem with that per se. Like, you're the one who has a problem with like universes. But I mean, the problem was just that they started smelling their own butt too much in those movies. Mm-hmm. Like, they took themselves too seriously for like a spy thriller.
Guy who drinks martinis and fucks a lot.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Because there's 27 Bond movies.
A guy who's like former like arch nemesis was that he had steel teeth and could bite things.
Isn't any of the Pierce Brosnan ones? Is there any?
No.
They're all considered pretty low tier Bond movies, even though like Pierce Brosnan is like my Bond because that's what we grew up with.
Oh, yeah, Pierce Brosnan's a great Bond.
I'm not like asking for quality. I'm just saying like there is a universe with those three.
Oh no, there's
like,
no connection.
No. Okay, no connection. So there's 27 movies and 22 of them you can just watch anytime you want and have no connection to the last
there's
one.
I mean, there's a connection like in that like
burst.
They're all Bond films.
Yeah.
But like you don't need to know one of the last ones to do one of the new ones.
It's like I don't need to watch Dune I don't need to watch Dune 1 to go watch Dune 2.
Absolutely.
I mean, in that way. Like in the, you know, that...
You kind of do. I mean, like, you kind of need it.
No, you
it,
absolutely
but...
need to. But no, just go for it.
But, like, I'm just talking like that's in the Bond world. Like, I don't need to watch, you know, Moonraker.
No, you can watch
to
Tomorrow
go watch...
Never Dies.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to know the fucking origin stories of Jaws to understand anything. Like, you don't need to know why Alec died in GoldenEye to then watch Tomorrow Never Dies.
And the joke is I didn't have to watch GoldenEye because I played it so much that I knew the whole movie.
Except the fucking game wasn't like that attached to the actual story of the movie GoldenEye.
Well, the ending was, so that's but I don't know.
And they got rid of the sex pun names. That was a crime.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
No more,
I mean, there's no octopussy
or Senya on a top.
Ivana Shag, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, you're saying the Austin Powers names now.
No, Senya Onatopp was from GoldenEye.
No, Ivana Shag is from Austin Powers.
Ivana
oh, yeah,
Umpalot.
Aaron Taylor, if that I don't think it's true. That's what my gut's telling me. That sounds like bullshit.
He also doesn't exude James Bond. Like that's why Elijah's album made sense to me as James Bond.
Oh yeah.
Because like James Bond, like, you have to be sexy. Like, that's the whole point of James Bond, is they need to be hot. And, like, that dude isn't hot to me.
Do you think they should go a younger route, or do they, you want to stick
no,
with
I actually
right?
think it kind of proved that James Bond should be, like, mid
late
to
30s,
late
30s,
40s, early 40s, I think is a good age for Bond. Because I think what we learned from the Daniel Craig films is I don't really need to, like, build and understand James's trauma. Like, I don't care. Go fucking kill the bad guys and win. Like, I don't need to know your past trauma or, like,
I got so tired of
how you got to where you
M.
got.
That happens in every movie where MI6 just turns on him.
Or it's like, Mission Impossible in that way too, you know, like every movie he gets snubbed
by
that
got real fucking old.
Yeah,
and like, where are my cool gadgets and shit? Like, I need way cooler, like, otherworldly sci-fi gadgets for James Bond. I need them to give a fucking pen to some bad guy that he keeps clicking and eventually blows up because he's stupid. I need laser watches. I need fucking cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I need Aston Martin to be badass again and be like a cool Bond car.
I think my James Bond should sit for 2 more years, I think. Daniel Craig was pretty recent. And then like bring it back.
It's weird because it's like a whole refresh, but like Bond is usually something that comes out every 2 to 3 years. So I feel like you probably don't want to wait that long. But also you might be right just because like the Daniel Craig verse was so different.
It started, in 06 and ended in 2021.
He's got to be
you're
one
gonna
of the longest,
refresh it.
Yeah.
Like maybe you need to give people some more time to like cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
I think we get a teaser trailer like next Christmas.
What will be interesting is if they go brand new, because technically in the world of James Bond, is that James Bond is like not their actual name. It's a moniker given to a certain agent. So like, do they go full fresh restart or they just like do a kooky thing of like, this is the new James Bond, but we're continuing this universe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's I've said it out on the fake movie podcast with the when we did Mission Impossible. We talked about Bond. How I've already seen a couple Bonds in my life, and you know you don't have to. I watched Craig's first one, and I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then the new ones came out. I'm like, I'm good still. So I don't need to see.
Yeah, I think I've seen the first two because I really liked Casino Royale.
Yeah.
That one's actually good.
Because that still had some of the James Bond-esque-ness to it. But then it just, like, got too serious and I couldn't, like, care anymore.
You know the Daniel Craig twist? The seriousness worked in that first movie because he was, like, James Bond, like, is a straight-up killer. Like, he's good at killing.
Yeah, that's his whole job.
They
call him a spy, but he's an assassin.
They really captured that in Casino Royale because that Daniel Craig was like scary. Like, oh, James Bond like is scary. So
I mean,
like,
he's supposed to be like, he's supposed to be just a straight up. Like if you're crossing paths with this guy, he's going to murder you.
Yeah. Like there was a scene when he cuts someone's artery, like in their thigh and just like stares them in the face while they bleed to death and drops them on the ground. There was some good fights. Daniel Craig was a good fighter. I thought.
He also had one of the most brutal like scenes in any like.
Oh, with the balls.
Yeah, the ball shot.
Well, I don't know.
Aaron Taylor Johnson absolutely not going to be James Bond. We're going to hear about James Bond in 14 months. That's my bad.
I mean, it's because it's also crazy because we've heard so many people are going to be Bond, and it keeps falling through.
Yeah. Because I think it's just for Aaron Taylor Johnson is that because it's like people really liked him in Bullet Train.
They're going to do what they keep doing, and it's just going to end up being Ortega because she just keeps getting every role. So she'll be the new James Bond.
Yep. That's the official stance.
We're sticking with it.
And they're going to make it trans, and it's really going to piss people off.
Well, speaking of Ortega,
I thought you were going to say speaking of trans, and I thought that was going to be a weird segue.
No. We got a bunch of trailers these past couple of days. One, including her, is we got today the teaser trailer for Beetlejuice.
They didn't name it Beetlejuice 2, but went Beetlejuice, kind of like, to me, already confirms we're going to get a third one, right?
Yes. Yep. We have to. One way or another, we have to.
Because that's how it works. You have to say his name 3 times. So, like, you can't stop now.
I hope they throw an exclamation point on the third one.
Like, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. I like the, it's, you know, the Tim Burton and Keaton both come out and basically said that we're not doing it's almost all practical. They say there's no CGI, but I'm assuming there
that's
will
like
be.
That's such the popular line now for like
it's movie especially like for up your own ass filmmakers. There's nothing wrong with CGI when you do it correctly, aka Dune.
Yeah, I'm whatever. I mean, I'm sure it's a good intent. I'm tired of that line.
Where are
I
you
do
gonna
hate
get
to
it?
admit that the tease, because it wasn't really a trailer, it was a teaser
Yeah.
trailer for an eventual actual trailer,
Yeah.
which is a fucking thing I hate now. I hate that we get commercials announcing they're gonna do a teaser trailer.
After the credit, after the showtime.
To do a teaser trailer to then have an actual trailer 3 months later.
I hate when it's the 10-second trailer to announce that the trailer comes out tomorrow.
Dude, that shit's annoying too,
They did that for The Crow. And then like the day before Crow's like, here's a 20-second trailer teaser saying it comes out tomorrow.
But I will admit, as someone who, when this was first announced, was like, who is this for? I was intrigued. They somehow did a really good job, at least in the teaser trailer, of actually having the feel from the first movie.
Yep.
I'm like, oh shit, that actually like feels like a Beetlejuice, like or like the original Beetlejuice movie. Of course, it helps when you can fucking cast Ortega, who just like fits perfectly into that.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. I kind of had my like grumpy old man moment watching that, where I'm like, "What's wrong? What's wrong with the first one? Why can't we just have the first one?"
I don't think this is saying there's anything wrong with the first one.
But yeah, that's. I mean, yeah, that was my point. Is that like, do we need this? I mean, yes, yeah, it's the who's it for thing. It's just what the retired
Yeah,
thing
I think
is.
it's for it's just I think my joke is that Burton got fed up of people asking, you're gonna make a sequel, and then he's like, you know what, we're gonna do it only if Michael Keaton wants to, and Michael Keaton's
Well,
like, yeah, I'm fine.
and I'd rather just have Burton just make something else. Yeah, I don't know about
Have
that.
you seen the other movies he's watched that he's done?
Yeah, they
Yeah,
haven't
Big
actually
Fish
been
was
on.
sick.
What was that?
Big Fish was dope. Wasn't
Oh,
that
Big
a long
Fish.
time ago,
Yeah,
though?
let
Yeah, that
me
was a long time
let
ago.
me I'll look it up. There are
2004.
fresh Tim Burton movies.
No, Tim Burton's not good in the
But you
last,
want
like, 10 years.
fresh Tim Burton, right? Big Fish,
Planet of the Apes.
Big Fish came out in 2003.
Damn, that was a pretty good guess.
I also think it's just because the Beetlejuice name is like gaining traction again because they've had the Broadway play for a while
Oh
now.
yeah.
And that's been very, very popular. So I think it's just catching on the brand recognition.
Well, and also like I did gain a positive from it because I got a movie to watch now because I'm realizing I haven't seen the original since I was like a child.
Oh, I watched it a couple years ago. It holds up.
I'm sure it's
Yeah.
good.
Yep. I
It is a
watched
good
it a
movie.
couple weeks ago, actually.
If you want to watch it on nice, clear 4K, let me know. I'll let you borrow the
Ooh,
4K
nice. That'd be a good one.
in my beautiful steelbook of Beetlejuice.
Ooh, sultry.
I don't know. Like, I think we have to be okay with like Halloween sequels and getting those type of sequels if we're okay with the constant slasher sequels. Like, if we're going to be okay with like those coming out every October, I think it's okay for Beetlejuice to get a new one.
Like we got Hocus Pocus 2.
Dude, and I liked Hocus Pocus 2.
And we're
And
getting
I thought it was going to fucking suck. And it was actually like, I liked it.
and I think we're getting Hocus Pocus 3.
Yeah,
That's what I
that's it's
yeah.
I, which is weird because like they pretty definitively killed the witches in the second
Nice.
film.
Nice.
But outside of like the Walgreens commercial that was in the middle of Hocus Pocus 2, like I liked Hocus Pocus 2.
Keith would have like, rubbed one off because promoting stuff, yes.
Which is it's funny that people bitch about that now. Like that wasn't a huge thing in movies through like the 70s and 80s.
No, it
If
wasn't.
like fucking Coke and Pepsi
Dude,
wasn't like littered throughout.
it's never been gone. It's always been
I
bad.
I
That's
I just
funny.
I just I w just watched Ghostbusters 2, and there was like a scene where they cut to the camera to a computer, and it's a giant Hewlett Packard.
Oh
Like,
yeah, HP.
but I've
Nice.
never noticed it. Like the entire time, like anytime I watched it, I've never noticed like the giant HP logo in the top left corner.
Well, because as a kid, you're just like, you don't care. You're just like, oh, it's a computer. Like, you don't connect it to brands when you're younger.
But then I just watched it. I'm like, oh shit, there's a Hewlett Packard logo. Oh, I see what they're doing there. It's
What was
like,
the one they kept showing Pepsi and Madame Web?
yeah,
Wasn't that the yeah?
yeah.
She
And
like
the
she was like Dakota Johnson was like holding the Pepsi can up to the camera.
And like,
But like that's
ah.
just stuff that's always been there. And
Yeah.
it's
Oh, yeah.
just
Oh,
like it's
yeah.
weird when people get mad. It's like do you want films to be cheaper? Then this is how it's done.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was going to bring up Madam Web because of the fact of the, hey, do you want here? You've been in a stressful situation. Please drink this Pepsi. I want a beer. Fuck this Pepsi. Yeah. Fuck this Pepsi. I want a beer. And then they, you know, the giant Pepsi sign.
Or like the movies from the 70s and 80s where like everyone's like, I need a Marlboro. Like it was never, I need a cig. It was like, I need a Marlboro or I need a Camel.
Remember, look at Aquaman 2. It was sponsored by Guinness.
Yeah, it was. Oh God, that was so like in your face.
But.
Or just always those movies where it's like, I need a High Life.
Right. I'm excited for Beetlejuice. I always liked that movie growing up. The funny thing about watching the original one, I always miss the Alec Baldwin death scene. Like for some reason, anytime it was on, they were already dead. Like I never saw the beginning of the movie.
I'll be honest, when we rewatched it, I forgot that. Like for some reason, I always just thought like it started with them already dead.
Right? Yeah. That's how I felt, because every time I watched the movie, for some reason, I always missed the first, 10 minutes of the movie, and then it's like, oh, they lived? They actually had a life before this? Okay, good for them. I was bringing up In Violent Nature, another trailer we got. It's a Shudder movie. It's going to be a POV version of the killer's perspective.
I'm confused how these horror movies keep like getting away with blatant ripoffs. Like, I guess it's like they're making the most subtle of changes, so that's why they can get away with it.
Yeah, it's like he does look like, you know, the killer look does look like Jason Voorhees, but do we ever see his face to be, you know?
It's like, well, it's not just the way he looks; it's the complete and all his actions, this like setting he is in.
Yeah. A camper or something, yeah, you know, out in the camp forest. Like, I'm intrigued by it because, you know, it's a cool idea, I think.
But I feel like say that because, like, there was that action movie not that long ago that was filmed, like, from, like, the action person's point of view all the time. And, like, those movies always end up being stupid. So I'll be interested to see if they change that narrative of like those type of like first or third person narratives that always end up not really working.
And Joe, I'm kind of excited for you to be excited about a horror movie. That's kind of fun.
Right.
That's just because it's a ripoff of Jason, and that's what Joe loves.
That's your thing.
Oh, this is not what I should be looking up. Okay, never mind.
Joe just looked up porn in the middle of the podcast.
Kind of. I typed in POV action movie. And
yeah,
I...
no. That's probably not what you want to type
not
in.
Not the best one to look up. Action Googling... movie with POV. No, that's not a good one. I'm trying to think. I know what movie you're talking about.
Put action from first person point of view.
Okay. From
first... And slap parentheses, Brandy Love.
I know what movie you're talking about too. I
yeah,
know.
I know
cover.
It's the one with in the trailer. He jumps out of an airplane.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like when you saw the trailers, you're like, "Oh, that's interesting." And then people went to see the movie, and you're like, "It fucking made me sick."
Yeah,
the gimmick movies are kind of fun. I like. Do you remember the 88 Minutes with Al Pacino?
88, yeah. Hoo-ah.
That movie was sick. It was like it was just 88 minutes of a thing that was happening.
Yeah,
like that was pretty cool.
Were you a 24 fan, Keith?
I never watched it. It was
whole season based in just 24 episodes.
It looked sick as shit. I remember my roommate at the time liked it.
I think classic post-Bush. Jesus.
Xenophobia, awesome stuff going on.
I want to say I think I'm intrigued by this because of the fact that it's not going to be like from his eyes, it's going to be from his back, like a couple feet from behind.
It's the Gears of War camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Which I think they might be doing that to try to make it less dizzy for some people.
Probably. Third person is definitely way, like, less jarring than first.
Especially when you're doing, like,
God, when are we getting that Gears of War movie? That'd be sick.
It's a series? Someone is producing it right now.
Oh, nice. Joe, add this one to the
list. It's a
movie.
I think it's a series.
Joe, you should add a Fallout trailer to the list.
Was there a new Fallout trailer?
Yeah. Well, there was like whatever, like 4 days ago or something.
What? Well, you can talk about it as I'm trying to see if I can find.
I'll talk about it.
Was there a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one. It shows more stuff, and I'm just more and more sold on Walton Goggins. Like, I was initially kind of skeptical of this show, but I'm kind of
But dude,
sold
it's
now.
Walton Goggins. He's always sick.
I know
He's so good.
Especially
He's
in
he's wildly talented, that
Major
man.
League back to the minors.
Yeah.
Am I
Oh,
right?
Yeah, well, okay. I retract my previous statement.
But no, as a big old Fallout nerd myself, I'm a little more excited. Even
I really liked the first trailer.
Amazon's burned me before, so they get 80% excitement.
But Amazon does sci-fi well. And
Yeah.
This is more sci-fi than fantasy.
They didn't do Lord of the Rings well.
That's fantasy, not sci-fi.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, didn't Lord of the Rings also have like $10 million and they still messed up?
No, it was the most expensive like TV production in history. I think it was the stat.
It's also the problem when like it's always those things when you no longer have like real source material to work from and you have to kind of make it up yourself that it never quite
And
hits
those
the
fuckers,
same.
they had source material. Those fuckers, they just didn't use it. They had to make up their dumb 2020s ass fucking boring narrative.
Gears of War is in development, but it's not telling me if it's a movie or
How are they possibly? They're gonna have to give people the like Joe Rogan, Elon Musk steroids to like look.
Well, I would assume that they won't look the same as they do in the Gears of War.
They
Yeah, like
have to. Otherwise, what's the point?
The only time
they just have the gear on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were
Yeah, but
close.
Their necks need to be as wide as their shoulders.
They
we
don't,
were
though.
close. Batista wanted to be.
Oh, he'd be good.
But he's, you know, he's been
he's
expressing
all old
that.
Now.
Yeah, he's been expressing to do Gears of War for the past like 15 years.
Yeah, maybe 15 years ago it would have been.
Yeah.
Clearly, like they put him in the video game, they'll just put the new day in there.
Yes, they will. Keith, you watched another trailer, The House of Dragon?
Oh yeah, watched it. I don't know. I'm trying not to absorb too much because I'm excited. I'm just gonna watch it no matter what comes out. I gotta rewatch season one. I think that season was a little more divisive. But I don't know. I thought it was rad.
I think Game of Thrones is just going to have that problem where people are always going to like, it'll be like one of the other trailers we're going to talk about shortly, where like no matter what, whether it is or isn't good, there's going to be people that'll shit talk it just because that's what they want to do nowadays. Because their butt hurt, it wasn't perfect for them in a way.
I've ranted about Game of Thrones on here about how the last season, you know, burned us, so I've not gone back to it. So
but see, you just stand by it's like it's I really didn't enjoy it, so I'm not gonna go back to it. That's different from these people who just like go and they're like, no, I'm not gonna watch it, but I'm still gonna go and I'm gonna downvote it and I'm gonna shit talk it the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
And man, I'll jump in now with my Game of Thrones quest is still continuing with the I'm on the last book. And holy shit, they could have made 15, 20 seasons about this show. There's so many, like.
Well, they were supposed to, I mean, that was. It's the thing, though, is that it wasn't HBO who decided to wrap up the show. HBO was like, no, we'll fucking keep going. This thing is printing money for us. We don't give a fuck. It was the fucking showrunners who were going to run off to make a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. That never happened.
That
and
shut
they,
it down.
Like, so I guess a good example. So in the episode. In the season, there's about two episodes it takes for Tyrion, for Peter Dinklage to get from killing his dad to meeting up with Daenerys. It didn't take very long. That's like months and months and months and months and like trials and tribulations and journeys and like crazy shit going on. And that's like a whole that you could do a whole season on Tyrion getting from killing his dad to Daenerys.
But I don't know if they would have done that. They would never like had a hard focus
no,
on a singular character
it wouldn't
like that.
Work, but it's a spectacular story.
Is that they could have done that if they wanted to do more story, more seasons, that's what they
there's
could
like
have done.
Different types of magic they encounter.
Yeah. other characters that were supposed to be there, but were
well, I mean,
not.
Lady Stoneheart being completely cut out of the books or out of the movie or out of the show. And it'll be interesting to see if that show, kind of like with how Harry Potter is being taken back to now, to actually like try and make it more complete, if that ever happens with Game of Thrones. Like, no
You'd
time
have to do
soon.
This.
Like, it'd probably have to be in like 20 years from now.
Yeah, the only way it'd work if you did like the rumored like Jon Snow show, you'd have to just do like little characters.
Which I think is still happening, so yeah, I don't know. I got burned. I don't want to be hurt again, so
but see, fair. And I'm someone, well, except the final episode. The final episode was pretty trash. I still don't hate the final seasons of Game of Thrones. I think they're fine. They obviously aren't what the earlier seasons are. But I think it's another thing like where the internet got mad and it just created this vortex of mad about something to make it seem like it's way worse than it probably really is.
Well, I think one of the reasons why there's some hate towards Game of Thrones is for the final couple seasons is it was a, what, 3 years separation or 2 year separation, and they gave us like six episodes.
That just sucked.
And it's just like you made me wait 2 years and you gave me that of a finale type situation, and then the war with the White Walkers, and it's like pitch black screen. He's like, what am I watching?
Oh, the dark episode.
The
dark
it's just
episode.
Some stuff like that, I think, bug, or you know.
That's funny.
But not, nah,
yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
She didn't bother me. I didn't mind.
Alien?
Dude,
the new Alien
that
trailer?
New trailer, that had like real Alien vibes. Like, that was a sick trailer.
Romulus, yeah. I thought it was a TV show, but then I was like, oh, it's a movie. I'm like, okay,
I was worried
okay.
It was a Hulu original at one point because I saw
like
one
it
of
looks
the
like a TV show.
It looks like the original Aliens movie. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it does not look like the original Aliens.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, I was clearly more negative on this trailer.
Keith, negative on an IP? That never happens.
Well, no, it's weird. It feels like they're just like bringing in the JV squad. They had like James Cameron and Ridley Scott do the earlier ones, and then they got this like, what
this
person
guy,
make?
Fede. Where is he?
What was his big movie?
He just did Evil Dead.
Yeah, the Evil Dead. And
and
the one
Don't
before
Breathe.
That.
Also,
Don't
you're
Breathe.
Comparing it to like the first Aliens and not, you know, what the shit the franchise has become.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Prometheus was pretty divisive, but it was unarguably like visually stunning and like crazy looking. And this doesn't look like that to me. But I don't know. We'll
you
see.
Didn't see anything in it. There was a
I
very.
I mean, of course I'll watch it.
It was a teaser trailer again. It wasn't a real trailer.
Yeah,
it was
like
to show that they're back on like a ship, like in the first one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably the biggest Alien fan on the podcast. I don't know. I like all of them. We'll see.
I've seen them. I don't think there's, you know. But yeah, I don't know. This looked awesome, but you know,
I thought it looked great. I thought it was very going back to the like. The foundation of Alien and making it interesting in horror instead of like the weird over the top shit they went with later on.
I think
on.
they're going with aliens. Not this is an Aliens reference, not an Alien. This one.
The sequel, you're saying they're going with that.
That's the
that
vibe.
Felt
I think
more horror
with.
Vibe, which would be the first one, than the second one, which was more action vibe.
Well, we shall see when
we'll see.
When the time comes on when the ship gets boarded by the.
I also like the way the alien looked in this. Like it felt more like the prosthetic instead of the CG. Except the facehuggers. The facehuggers were very CG in the trailer.
Yeah, the one scene in the trailer that got me was like the. It was either the thing going in the woman's throat or out of the woman's throat. They like the side
view.
I
saw that. Yeah,
I was like, what is it? Like, what is this? What is this? Dorian Keith, your one of the actresses from Madam Web's gonna be in the movie. I think she might be
Excellent.
the main one, so. And it's not Dakota Johnson, so she would talk shit about the movie anyway. And then we had Star Wars Acolyte.
I'm hyped. I liked it.
When is it?
June.
No, like when is the story?
It looks older. It's Old Republic.
It is 100 years before Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Because you can see it in the robes like the Jedi's are wearing. It's very like very Old Republic with what they're wearing. So this is pre-movies.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested in who the Sith is going to be, because if it could be someone like a Darth Bane, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Although Bane, if it's 100 years before the, that might be too early. Bane might have been before that.
According to Google or Microsoft Bing, this takes place in the High Republic era when the Jedi Order was in its prime. So 500 or 500 to 100 years.
Ooh, so
I'd like to see some
could be Darth Bane then.
I'd like to see some good High Republic stuff, because everything High Republic I've looked into seems kind of whack. So I'm excited to be impressed.
If Anakin Skywalker's not in it, no.
What High Republic stuff? Because the only High Republic stuff are the books right now.
Just from book summaries and the stuff from the video game, the most recent one.
Which one?
The
MMO? That's not canon.
No. The Souls like one.
Oh, Survivor?
Survivor, yeah.
What about the High Republic was whack? Okay. I don't understand what was whack about the High Republic in that. It's pretty just standard Jedi stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Let me just ask, do we get a Wookiee Jedi from what the
I mean, there's been Wookiee Jedis.
Yeah, from what the trailer shows. The actress that played X-23, the girl from Logan, she's in it.
Oh, she's in it? Nice.
She's one with, like, she's all white with the red, like, designer over her eyes. Like, so.
Yeah, I thought I was hyped.
She's the one that says, like, what is that? And as the lightsaber flies through the forest.
I hope they come up with some new cool ways to use that, whatever Mandalorian special effect thing they like to use.
The dome thing?
Yeah.
It feels like they're going away from that now that we're out of the pandemic, though. Because, like, Andor was all shot on location and shit, and the stuff, at least in this, looked very on-location type stuff.
We'll see. Star Wars is doing a funny move here. Is if you go watch when they release Phantom Menace, they're going to have a Acolyte stuff after the movie trailer, like after the credits.
Then we're gonna make
that's interesting.
Fucking so credits.
You're gonna have to watch the whole credits for like watch like a 3-minute documentary or more information about what Acolyte's about.
Or you can just go watch Phantom Menace, go home, and wait for all that stuff to pop up on the internet.
Yeah, or just wait the night before, and it should be on. And Keith, I told Rick this, but on May 4th, all the Skywalker movies will be re-released in the movie theaters.
Joe did this weird thing though, where he put a 9. I'm like, that's not how a 6 goes. You gotta flip that. It's a 6. There's only
seven,
6
eight,
Skywalker
nine,
films.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
7, 8.
So
nine.
Keith, you can avoid the first 6 and just go watch 7, 8, 9.
That's my plan.
Again. What I said it was you can rewatch, you know, Revenge of the Sith and Empire twice, and then watch, you know, Phantom, half of Phantom and half of Clone Wars, and this call
one quarter portion
of that too.
They're only going to keep like 7, 8, 9 as canon until that one chick who's the head of the like Star Wars but has no say anymore in the actual story is still there. Once she's gone, that shit will be out. Filoni will be like, nope, that shit's out, because we've seen no reference to 7, 8, 9 in any Filoni stuff since he's taken over the franchise.
Where'd the lightsaber come from? Who cares?
What are you talking about?
There's
no, what are you guys talking about?
Patty Jenkins Star
Are you
Wars
guys
Rogue Squadron.
confusing Rogue One and the Solo movie for
Yeah, that's
seven and
it.
eight?
I did see
I will never confuse 7 and 8 and 9.
someone driving a Rogue vehicle today, and what they did was they put a Star Wars logo over it, and it says Star Wars Rogue One over the back of the car.
When does Andor season 2 come out? Is that this year or next year?
I think it's later this year. They
Sick.
the Skarsgård has said like they're done, so it should
God,
be
that
later this year.
it's gonna be so sad. Well, I guess it won't be sad. It's just gonna lead into Rogue One, which then Rogue One is really sad.
Patty Jenkins is back doing Rogue Squadron, so we have another that's
Wait,
coming.
they're is it still a movie or they've changed it
Nope.
into a series
Don't
now?
believe it.
It's the well, at first it was just canceled.
Yeah, because it was a sick movie idea and I was fucking hyped. And then they're like, oh no, we're not going to do it. And then I was sad.
But we're back.
I mean, maybe because Filoni's back in control and Filoni knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So we're back on that. So
That's sick. I would love a Rogue Squadron, like fucking
no.
Wedge.
Yeah. No idea yet if it's a movie or a TV show. It just says in development. So
And I
I
wonder,
know.
like, what it is. Is it going to be.
I don't think it's gonna
Is it going to
exist.
be like Top Gun, but for Rogue Squad, like for Star
Well,
Wars?
probably, but I wonder
Yeah.
if it's going to be Rogue Squadron leading up to Death Star 2, or is it Rogue Squadron after Death Star 2? Like, I'm interested in what the idea for the movie would be.
When that timeline is.
Yeah, like where, like what time they're gonna do Rogue.
I just hope they don't do those like that dumb thing of you do like Luke Skywalker, if they do like he's in the background somehow, you know, like oh there's Luke and he like the door shuts behind and it's like oh what we don't need
No, dude, we
this.
already know this. They're just gonna put a fucking death mask on. Remember? That's what they do.
They Mary Poppins Princess Leia's corpse through the space.
When did that happen?
Oh, there we
Last
go.
Jedi. What's a
Did
Last Jedi?
do you
Poe
guys
does
know?
a call waiting joke.
Yeah. Do you guys know that Will Smith did a zombie video game?
No. Which one?
It's called Undawn.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it came out in j last July. And it came out for PC and mobile in June of 2023,
No, that's not a real game.
and it cost the company $140 million, and because it bombed really hard,
Interesting.
it cost them $140 million with over 300 developers actively working on it. It flopped spectacularly, made less than 300,000 in its revenue in its last month.
Imagine the workers doing like crunch for a Will Smith zombie game.
Doing what?
Oh, crunch. It's a video game development thing. It's like when they get paid, when they get forced overtime without overtime pay, it's like a thing they're trying to work
Like
on in the
a
video game
crunch
industry.
timeline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very bad thing in
Yeah,
that industry.
I know that, but the way Keith's saying it, I'm like, is it what do you what's the crunch? Are you talking about the
Taco
food?
Bell.
You're talking about the Taco Bell? Are you talking about the
Ah, oh, dude.
workout?
That just unlocked a memory of like, okay. Movie theater candy go to. Did anyone go for the Buncher Crunch that used to be like
Oh,
something
all
you
the
could
time.
only find in a movie theater?
Yeah, all the time. I
Buncher
used
Crunch
to.
fucking slapped.
You guys remember mini M&Ms? I used to get those for movies
I
in the
just bought
tube.
some for the producer for our movie
Nice.
tomorrow because it's the peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, those are good.
They make mini versions of those?
They
Yep.
just did.
How the fuck do you get the peanut? They're
That
so
is what she's
small.
questioning.
Do they still come in the plastic tube that you
They
can pop
do.
open?
Yeah.
Sick.
So that is what the producer said when she first saw the commercial, and then once I showed her that I got her it today, she's like, "How do they fit in the? How do they put it in there?"
They got
Huh?
the fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids machine, and they're making regular sized peanut butter M&Ms
Yeah.
and they're shrinking them. Which really just means we're eating pure cancer if you eat those things.
So the producer will have that for when she mixes it in with her the popcorn.
Speaking of which, that dad definitely gave his baby pure cancer by blowing up that baby, right? Like, that baby definitely got cancer later on in life. When he blew up the baby. Yeah. And I guess all of his children, when he shrunk them. Like, they all probably got cancer.
We were going to find out, because there is supposed to be a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids TV show on Disney Plus, but this was like, I don't know. What, two years ago was supposed to happen?
And I think Disney finally realized they need to stop blowing money on content people don't want. It's like how they made that Willow show that bombed horrifically and they spent all the money on.
Yeah, Willow bomb. I know, like, they had Rick Moranis, that Josh Gad. He was going to be the son. So I don't know
I mean, it's hard because you'd be remaking a Rick Moranis franchise, but I could go for a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise. Our new Flubber remake? Give me a new Flubber remake.
More Flubber.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen in like 2020. Yeah, 2020 hit. That's what happened.
Then the pandemic.
Yeah.
Or as Keith calls, the thing that didn't happen and it's all up in our lib minds.
Can't catch something that doesn't exist.
That's right, brother. But yeah.
But you did catch it.
Nope.
Not on his terms.
Just two lines on a fucking P-test, man. I don't know about that.
That's not how you test for COVID.
It said I was pregnant. And I said, no, thank you.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I was mistaken thinking I was pregnant.
Wait, isn't it if a dude pees on a P-test and it shows pregnant, that it means like you have some sort of disease?
I'm not looking it up. The action POV one messed up my...
I feel like it means you have herpes and or...
gonorrhea.
That sounds like a 90s rumor. Like, yo, if you wear that earring on your left ear, dude, like...
Yeah, you know what you are.
God, how did those type of things spread so quickly in the 90s? Like, pre-internet? Like, there were those things that everyone knew. But, like, how did everyone know them?
The mall. You just go hang out at the fountain by the mall with your arms crossed and you say...
See, I was never a mall kid.
Well, no, you have to get there somehow. I'm not gonna, like... Mom, can you drop me off at the mall so I can just hang out there for a couple hours?
Dude, our parents never gave us rides anywhere. They're like, just fucking go walk around the neighborhood.
The only times we got rides is when we went to the movies, and then we had to wait like the 30 minutes for them to pick us up.
Use a good old payphone.
Yeah. You guys playing any, Keith, are you done with your Final Fantasy?
I have so far to go.
Oh.
It's a huge, huge game. I think I'm like 40 hours into it. There's still a ways to go. But let's see what happened recently. So I think if you're keeping track of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth at all, you've probably heard about the famous like death by minigame in it. And it's they throw a bunch of shit at the wall and see what sticks. So like some of the minigames are super awesome. Some of them suck. But they like, you kind of have to do them if you want to like really experience everything and deep and do all the RPG shit. So I've been doing them and mostly having fun. But yeah, no, it's a great game. They take a lot of liberties with your time. But they, still good. Still clicking along. I found Yuffie and I found Kate Sith. Both cool characters that I'd forgotten existed from the original game, since I haven't played that since I was like a teenager.
How do you forget Yuffie exists?
Yeah, she's funny. Kicks ass. Having a great time. I can't think of anything else interesting to say about it because it's doing well. It's popular. It's pretty well reviewed. And I am going along with the ride. It's fun.
I'm almost done with Jedi Survivor.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just got to Tantalore. I have the big old boss fight with Bode to go. So, yeah, it's been enjoyable. The game it's disappointing that even this far into it that they still haven't fixed how like ugly the game can be at moments for a AAA title. So hopefully like a remastered of this when the new like systems start getting made will be pretty like the first game was, but it's still a very good game and still very enjoyable and still like no game has made you feel more like a Jedi than this game. Like,
oh no way. Yeah.
Gives you that feeling of just ultimate power while also like still being very fallible, which is a good way to like make you feel as Jedi's because it explains why like they were still so killable. Like, it's a big thing in this game where one person is never going to stop you, but as soon as like you start getting like ganged up on is when it gets tough. And I'm like, oh, so that's how they could kill Jedi. You just had to have a bunch of people.
Yeah, I thought like the art in the game was super rad. The like the frame rate and clipping shit and like screen tear stuff got old. I thought like it was really beautiful. Like the it's like whatever like the design
settings. The settings were very good. It's just how you can have a game. Well, I mean, it's just it's so AAA title nowadays where their games are not capable of running cleanly, which is just so annoying.
Rick, aren't you MLB?
Yeah, MLB The Show came out, so I just started playing that. I didn't really play last year's title because just something about it felt off to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that with this one. This one feels much cleaner than last year's. So
nice. I mean,
if you have Game Pass, it is a part of Game Pass, so it's just a free game.
I will download it. I was going to download it today and then got distracted on doing some stuff, so I will.
It has the annoying thing that has existed in baseball games for forever where like they don't have foreign players like in the game at the start of the game for some reason. And I know it's like something like them getting in the union and some shit like that. But as a Giants fan who like one of the big signings this offseason was a Korean national, not being in the game yet makes me sad.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to download it tomorrow. Hey, Keith, what do you think of Shohei Ohtani's gambling? His translator gambling about $4.5 million.
Wait, are you talking about what's going on here?
Keith doesn't know who Shohei Ohtani is.
Wait, hold on. Was it not the Giants? He got like a record signing bonus.
He basically signed for like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
With the Dodgers.
The guy who can play he doesn't really play the field anymore. He just hits, but he's DHs and pitches and is pretty good at both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This guy. Okay.
Well, his interpreter found $4.5 million in transactions from Shohei's bank account to him
for gambling. But it was just the interpreter's gambling. And then Shohei was trying to cover it for him, supposedly.
So this is when the fun is because Shohei, they're saying that Shohei
got him down shit.
Well, yeah, it's like Shohei gave him the money to pay his debts. But then all of a sudden I didn't know he took all that money. So
it's 100% the interpreter falling on his sword for Shohei's gambling addiction. Allegedly. I don't want the Dodgers or Shohei coming after us. Allegedly.
That is some straight up Kenny Powers shit. That's so funny.
But yeah, because they're in Korea. Because
players are weird.
Because the Dodgers and Padres are playing Korea, and they found out like after game one of the two-game series.
Well, the dude like apologized to the locker room because the story was about to come out, so he told everyone in the locker room, apparently.
And that's when I guess Shohei was like, wait, he gets another interpreter and like, wait, what is happening right now? And it's like, yeah, he just took $4.5 million from you, or allegedly. So,
and this guy's been with Shohei since he came to the like States. Like, this guy has been like with Shohei for a long time.
10 plus years now, yeah. So, what do you think, Keith? Did he gamble? Did Shohei gamble, allegedly?
Sure I think he should have gambled more.
$4.5 million
is like nothing to Shohei Ohtani. Oh,
someone translated it into like for Japanese currency, and it's like $600 million or something.
The yen.
Yeah. The yen. Thank you, Keith, for your input on baseball. And, you know, give me that one player name right now.
Nolan Griffey Jr. Ryan.
Got it.
They call him Nolan Arenado. There is a big Nolan in the league right now as a third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You freaking nailed it, Keith.
I really thought he was about to pull Nolan Arenado out of his ass.
Cool if I was like Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
I've been like, how the fuck do you know the very talented third baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Hey, Keith, third base guy.
Keith, because it's baseball season, and when you get back, I will quiz you. I'm gonna give you one baseball name. You gotta give me one once a week.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Thank you. Proud of you. Besides baseball, Keith, have you been watching anything else?
No, I've been dreading this part of the podcast. I didn't do shit. I was so bad. I got caught up. I'm a psychopath. You guys know this. I watched all of the new Family Guys that were out. There was a couple new episodes.
I don't think that makes you a psychopath. It just means you're into a very old show. But I don't think that makes you a psychopath.
I think the season has like a 60% hit rate, I think, which ain't bad. I'll take that.
I was thinking you were going to say, like, you watched the entire, like,
No.
You binge watched fucking like, Family Guy.
No, I watched two episodes of ones that came out in the last like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's like those insane people when all of the Simpsons ended up on Disney and people were binge watching the entire Simpsons catalog.
That'd be fun. I love the Simpsons.
It's like when people do the Avenger movies in the movie theater. It's like you're gonna spend about 4 days now in the movie theater. Enjoy your time and let it reek.
No, the latest Family Guy, I couldn't really tell you what happened. There was some good, there were a couple good Lois. One was a good Lois episode. One was a good Stewie episode. They were good. But my big thing is, this is good content. I tried to watch Wonka.
Yeah, it's a musical. That's not going to do it for you.
And I separated my brain from that and it sucked shit. That movie's ass.
See, that's weird because that's what I thought, but like everything I've seen is that it's actually good.
Nope, they're wrong.
Okay, you could just say I disagree. But...
Nope, they're objectively wrong.
Keith, have you gone back to Dial of Destiny yet?
No.
Oh, you never watched Indiana Jones? Yeah, that movie.
I know, I'd watched 20 minutes of it.
That movie is made for old people.
Yeah, my problem with Wonka. God, I really don't give a shit about his like childhood trauma and like mommy issues. Holy crap.
Why does everyone have to have childhood trauma for their backstory nowadays?
It's like Wonka.
Well, I guess this is based off of the actual books where he just did have that childhood trauma in these old books.
But there's a reason like the original story works so well. It's like, ooh, there's this mysterious creepy guy. What's going on with this creepy guy? He's making good chocolate. That's pretty wild.
Are you referring to as the original?
The old one.
Gene Wilder one.
Okay.
The Gene Wilder one.
Because they're going to say they had him with the mom, or I guess it was daddy issues, yeah. I think.
Daddy issues.
Johnny
and
Depp
I actually kind of like, because at least they like stylized it. This is just very like matter of fact. This is what's happening. And also we're singing songs about it.
I also found, what's his name? Gerbil and the Buck guy.
Chalamet? Which, who?
No, Timmy. Is there a story of Timothée Chalamet having a gerbil?
I'm
in
not
his
gonna.
Butt?
It's Timothée.
First off, that's Richard Gere with the gerbil.
Oh, that's Richard Gere. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the dude from the Hooker movie?
Hooker movie.
The guy who plays the Oompa Loompa.
Hugh Grant.
Not the Hooker movie.
Yeah, didn't Hugh Grant have a sex worker scandal?
He did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hugh Grant playing an Oompa Loompa was weird. Or is weird. I actually haven't seen the movie. But I did see it's on Max now, so I might actually watch it.
Yeah. But AQ2 is on Max too, so. Aquaman, Keith.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
I thought it was an alien reference because we were talking about aliens earlier.
No, it's like I always bring up the example of I don't need to know where Han Solo got the name Solo from.
Right.
I don't need to know how Wonka learned how to make chocolate. No, yeah, that's it.
No, that's a fair take. I'll give you that. There's just some stuff that you don't care about.
Well, it's like, I think it's not even don't care about. I think it's more artistically interesting, not known. Yeah.
Well, I think technically it is known because it is technically in the books. So you're basing it off of just your knowledge from the movies you've seen. But like the knowledge exists in the universe that it exists in. It's not like this is like a freshly made out of nothing movie. Like they still use the material that exists for the franchise.
Yes.
Rick, you watch anything?
I went to the movie theaters and I saw Love Lies Bleeding. It's an extremely well-acted film. I'm going to go as spoiler-free as possible. There's just some stylistic choices by the director that I think held the film back at times. But the actors in the film are all spectacular. And it'll definitely, like, the movie's going to make you uncomfortable at moments.
That sounds fun.
I also am starting to have a problem with A24 in that, like, well, all their films don't look the same. They're all, like, have that same camera look. Like, you know how, Keith, you say how Netflix has, like, their look?
Yeah.
A24 is having their look.
It's happened. Yeah, I can see that.
Where it's like, oh, this is definitely an A24 film because of, like, the filter they have on this camera. They all look the same.
Don't they make it look, like, low budget?
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of, but like, yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, I'm kind of tired of that A24. You shouldn't do that for all of your films.
Some of their like overly, like, I watched Pearl recently, and that's, it's very style. A movie, I don't know, it wasn't great, but it looked cool because it was like style, like all the colors popped and it was like very stylized. But like, yeah, bodies, and like, I'm imagining Love Lies Bleeding kind of looked the same, I'm guessing.
But, and it's, I mean, I still think I'm going to give every A24 film a shot just because they let things be different. Like, they actually let directors take swings. It just means there's going to be times where, at least in my opinion for this film, those swings are going to miss and hurt the film overall. But I appreciate it's happening. I appreciate, like, directors actually be allowed to take swings instead of just being handed mandates from production companies of this is the way the film has to look and it has to be this. So I think to me it's about like a 3.5, 3.75 movie. So like it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. But it could have probably been greater with some stylistic changes. And then just about done with season 11 of Letterkenny. Which means my Letterkenny journey is coming towards an end, which makes me sad. And then I up on Bad Batch, which has continued to be just fantastic Star Wars.
Do you have a plan for after Letterkenny? Like,
we're gonna do Shoresy next.
Okay.
And then I might jump into I'll probably take that time to also try jumping into Shogun. If we don't make the terrible decision of what will eat up our time, because we watched an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine recently, and we're like, fuck, this show's so good. So we might rewatch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I rewatched it like a year ago, and it was entertaining until like the final, like, we finally watched like the final season and just pandemic effective. And it's just like it's, as Keith would say, a pretty obvious pandemic season type thing.
I made one last terrible decision because X-Men 97 came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
why don't you go back?
Yeah, I started original X-Men. At least through the first three episodes, that shit doesn't hold up. And it's not like an artistic thing. It is the script and like the voice acting, at least in the early episodes, is fucking horrible.
I found it boring going back to it.
At least through the first three episodes, yeah. I'm like, this kind of fucking sucks. So hopefully it gets better. We shall see. Cause I feel committed to it now. And it's not like it's a whole bunch. Most of it's like 10 episode seasons, so it'll get through it pretty quick. But I was definitely like, I was like, okay, I'm going to commit to this. And then like halfway through, I'm like fucking around on my laptop while it's up. So
I watched that like teaser trailer thing for the new one. And they didn't give any props to Apocalypse, which is frustrating. So I hope.
Well, Rick, you have 76 episodes to watch.
Yeah, but they're 22 minutes, so it's not like it's that much.
Yeah, and they range from about 14, four, well, that's 17 episodes, 19 episodes. So you got a lot. I did watch X-Men 97. I thought it was good.
Everything I've heard is that it's very good.
It's pretty.
Is it out right now?
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, it came out this
last
week.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty sick. I strongly recommend
I'll have to watch
it. It's like all hand drawn stuff, but also they do like the 2D, 3D type visual. So it's like an updated version.
I don't think that shit's hand drawn. There's a lot of computer animated in that fucking thing. They just made it look like the original.
They've said it. They're sort of hand drawing it. It's
hand-drawn
awesome
by AI.
Yeah, probably, but I don't care. I'm just a guy that watches stuff. It's awesome. I enjoyed it. It kind of feels like it's a 1997 TV show in the fact of dialogue and some of the jokes they make. So I recommend it. What else? I've been watching all the Ghostbusters movies leading up for our Frozen Empire, which it's fun to see the critics' reviews, and it's about a good 50-50 on what people think and do.
You shouldn't have looked at reviews before. Why'd you
I'm
do
just
that?
Looking at. I'm not reading any. I'm just looking.
Hey, don't
at
look
numbers.
At the numbers either. That's crazy.
It's fun too.
Joe does that, which is weird. It's always weird to me that he does that.
Yeah,
gotta go in blank slate. Blank slate is possible.
Oh, I'm blank as possible. You know, not seeing it. I've seen the trailer once, and that's about it. And then I did God's Deed, and I watched Roadhouse.
Oh, do you
watch
that
it.
Thing?
I did watch it. How do I want to put it? It's
that,
huh?
I would say that would have been a great party movie.
Yeah.
It's a prime movie. Like, it's as prime as prime can be.
It's prime
looking ass movie.
It is. It. You know how in the original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze had that aura around him of just like
he was charming and cool,
charming, badass, everything above.
Well, I mean,
and,
he was Patrick Swayze.
Well,
so he
yeah,
was,
but you got that aroma, the aura around him in that movie.
Well, yeah,
like,
because it's Patrick Swayze, because he's Patrick fucking Swayze, and that's just who he is as a person in the films at that time.
Jake Gyllenhaal plays Ryan Reynolds.
He doesn't have the
Ooh.
Juice. Oh no, not Reynolds.
Quippy.
No, he wasn't quippy. Patrick Swayze was the least quippy person.
He was
ever.
Just cool.
Yeah, he was just cool. Like, this is just all quips and jokes.
Does he ever say so that was a thing?
No. he did. It's just one of those things of like, you know, how do I put it? Like, everything can go his way if he allows it to.
Oh, he's self-sabotaging?
In a way. No, it's just like he's OP. He's super OP for a character. And then Ewan McGregor is also like ultra OP. Like, it's just crazy. I'm just like, okay, you guys are just, you know, two indestructible people in a way. For how much chaos happens in the movie, it's just that. But yeah, it's just like watching Roadhouse and just watching Jake Gyllenhaal, and like, sure, I giggled at some of the jokes, but it's also like these are just all like Ryan Reynolds-esque type jokes. Mid fight, mid pre-fight, after,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, so I watched Roadhouse. You'll enjoy it, Keith.
I'll still watch it.
Yeah, I know you. I watch anything else? X-Men, all three Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire's next tomorrow.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Fuck, my mind's broken. I've lost all track of days.
Oh, I picked up, going back to games real quick, I picked up Helldivers and played the tutorial.
Is that on a console? I thought it was only on
It's on PlayStation.
PC. Oh, I thought it was only on PC.
And I think it's going to be cool, I think.
It's a game that's going to be better with people if you can find people to play with.
Yeah, we'll see. I think you can just jump into groups and we'll see how that goes.
Good. I feel like I watched something else, but I just don't remember. But yeah, that's about it. Roadhouse and all Ghostbusters, and then the two X-Men episodes. And then next week, you know, Frozen Empire. So that should be fun. Keith, you're going to try and watch anything before you head out?
Shit.
You're going to watch shit?
No, I said or
he's
shit.
The Pooh universe. He's starting the Pooh universe. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to spend a lot of time in a hotel room. You'll have time to watch stuff then.
I'll be watching lots of, okay, here's what's on my queue. Bar Rescue.
Fuck you, dude.
Hell yeah.
And Triple D. I'm going to watch some Triple D.
That's always a good one.
Bar Rescue is my all-time favorite hotel show.
I've tried to give that a shot one. Like, dude, I was Bar sick Rescue one day.
So much ass.
And like, I watched like two episodes and it's just like, this is all, you know.
John Taffer is the biggest just dummy. Oh no, but nah.
You should try and watch Roadhouse.
That'd be shit. Yeah, if I can find a way to watch
it. It's 2 hours. Shit. So
well, I mean, Keith thinks he's gonna be on a plane for 16 hours, so he'll have time to watch it then.
It's at least 18.
Yeah.
Keith thinks he's flying the wrong way around the world to get to fucking
yeah, you're going over Hawaii, buddy. All right.
He looked like Ben.
Yeah, you went left, not right. Another thing awesome I would say about X-Men, it's like it made me feel like it's the 97 franchise too. Like it made me feel how awesome X-Men is.
I hope that we get a reminder in the next 5 years that X-Men really is just the coolest shit.
Do
you almost feel disappointed that X-Men got absorbed back into Disney just because it's going to be worked into the MCU instead of just having its own standalone universe where it's going to get really convoluted and weird? I feel like it would have been better for Sony to hold on to X-Men and outside of it being Sony and being garbage at making those films. Like, I would have just preferred a standalone X-Men universe instead of it being worked into the MCU, I think.
Yeah. No, that sounds like something I agree with.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's just going to be too convoluted within the MCU. And it's a problem with, like, Marvel Comics themselves, is that it's too convoluted when, like, you have the fucking Avengers with the X-Men at the same time. You're like, well, what? How does anything bad ever happen?
Yeah, like, I don't want to see, like, Cyclops get shoehorned in with, like, Captain America.
I kind of just want a standalone X-Men universe. Because, I mean, there's enough stuff to deal with in the X-Men universe without having to be, like, the grandiose scale of the MCU.
Would you be okay if Marvel does a standalone universe, but they sprinkle some in like a cameo or something in a different movie,
I just want
them by themselves.
I want a standalone universe. Like, it can be in the greater MCU as in like a different universe, because it can be its own multiverse thing, like on the side somewhere. So like, sure, Doctor Strange could fucking show up at some point and be like, I'm fucking Doctor Strange and I make shitty movies. And do something that way. And like, that's how like Spider-Man ends up in the X-Men universe somehow.
Do you want it to be kind of like the X-Men animated show? But how like Spider-Man shows up for an episode or two down the line or something, or just kind of.
There's enough depth to the characters and the stories told in the actual mutant world dealing with things such as like denying people's rights because of who they are. Like, X-Men has such deeper stories to it than just, like, we're superheroes.
And they still do that in these new ones, so.
I'd rather have it be its own thing than what the MCU... Because MCU, like, we've had some with the TV shows where they deal with, like, actual issues and people issues. That's, like, the whole thing about the X-Men, is, like, it's about who they are as a people being denied their rights. And, you know, the X-Men doesn't deny the Holocaust or anything like that.
What about the issue of like when Thor is in Professor X's mansion and he calls Mjolnir to him, and then he gives a funny, quippy look to Professor X as Mjolnir is crashing through the walls, and he mouths the word sorry, and then he grabs it.
You're thinking
it.
Of Doctor Strange, buddy.
No, he's just saying...
This is an issue.
No.
Yeah, I don't want that, Keith. I don't want or need that. I don't need Thor fucking mind-humping his hammer or solving his fucking relationship problems with his ex in my X-Men.
Or what about... Okay. What about Cyclops and Captain America arguing about how they're going to solve this problem, and they're both like kicking ass and talking
about who is the most blander, boring character between the two? Hey, which one of us is the hot guy who's super boring and bland? You know what I really don't need? You know what I really don't need from my X-Men? Stories built around Jean Grey and Cyclops.
Well, you're not going to enjoy the first couple episodes.
I don't need... No, I meant like in my new X-Men. Like, I understand like the old X-Men's going to have that. I don't give a shit about fucking Dark Phoenix anymore. You fucked it up left, right, and up the middle. I don't need to ever see a Dark Phoenix story ever again with how bad it always is.
You just know they're going to tease it.
To me, it's almost like Venom in the Spider-Man universe. I really kind of don't want Venom to show up in the MCU now because it's been done so poorly in all the other universes. Notwithstanding Keith's love of the Venom franchise.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Someone always has to have a bad opinion somewhere, so.
I got it. It's in my hands.
This
Venom is?
No, my opinion.
Oh.
Well, I know next week here we'll be talking, we'll do a spoiler-free Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Hopefully Keith will join us since, you know, he's leaving for a bit. So we'll see about that. But you can find all the things we do for you on NoSoEntertainment.com. That's right, NoSoEntertainment.com. You can find all the things we do for you. You can find us all on the social medias on Facebook, Twitter, X, the Instagram, and the No Sell Discord at No Sell Entertainment. But you also could find Keith at Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
No, Joe, exclamation point, not question mark.
It's my sponsored content with
that's
Jamba.
That's his Jamba. Oh. That's his Jamba flavor.
Ew, they're putting beetles in your Jamba juice?
Don't worry about
it. It's just black goop.
It's just black goop. It's like fudge brownie, you know, all the, you know, black licorice.
It's all
beetles. It's all and gummy beetles and
so
all that.
So Joe's Timon and Keith is Pumbaa in this situation, right?
What's the, like, the oops all beetles?
I fucking hate you.
Hakuna Matata on your juice. I don't know. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll be right back.